Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we help entrepreneurs to grow and do the things that they do by having entrepreneurs share with other entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Gene Hodge. My trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes, he's not with us today, and he'll be coming back off and on. And my trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby's the guy that makes the show work and makes everything look good. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
Hey, Gene, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing okay.
Good. I'm doing well.
Anyway, for those of you new to the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And so, Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching Tan Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tan Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Yes, now you know how to find us, and that's what we do. This is our third Thursday of the month. We're celebrating Black History Month during February, and we've had quotes that other famous people have made, and we've had just some other entrepreneurs talking. And tonight, I'm going to give you some statements. These are quotes from famous Black entrepreneurs, but they're quotes that are designed to help everyone because it's a slew of entrepreneurs. We're not going to get through all of them. We're not even going to get even close. But the topics that we're going to cover in terms of quotes are some quotes that have to do with working with other people, overcoming challenges, staying motivated, which entrepreneurs need, making changes as an entrepreneur, and achieving your vision. That's not it. There's another one. The need for hard work for all your entrepreneurs that they're really thinking about becoming on. And we won't get through all this tonight, but living your values. And the last thing is striving for self-improvement. These are all different areas or subject areas by which 8 or 9 entrepreneurs have made statements, but the purpose is to help all of you out there. And so my purpose is to help you to hear what the other entrepreneurs said. So you're not alone, number one. Number two is you may come up with your own quotes to help some others in the future. So that's what it is that we're going to be talking about. And if you listeners out there, if you have any quotes made by any entrepreneurs, not necessarily famous, but just entrepreneurs that you think will be helpful to others, you're more than welcome to put something in the chat. I'll see it, and I'll probably be able to relate to it or at least read it out to our audience. Or you could call the station. The number is 727-441-3000. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight, is giving those credit that have a lot to do with me being able to sit here and say what I'm saying. So that's about where we're going to go with this. But before we get started, I'm just going to say that for most of you, you probably already know this because I have this show that's called the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Well, I am an entrepreneur. I have a training and development company.
No better host, right?
Well, some of them couldn't be. Yeah, no better host. You got the real deal here.
You got the real deal.
And I've had some struggles, and I'm still struggling. And so if you know any of those individuals out there that help struggling people, send them to me. But also, I know that I didn't get here yesterday. I didn't get here by myself. I know that several people in my background helped me get in front of you to share what I'm sharing. And I don't know it all. And I'm trying to learn as much as I can because I want to be able to pass it on to others in order for them to follow their dreams. I'm one of these people that are following my dream. So I want you to know that. That's the reason I try my best not to give you what you've heard before, but giving you something from a different perspective so that you can see it from a different perspective, so that the more perspectives you have, the more equipped you are. So that's my intention. And I am here because of my concern for my own growth, but also for the growth of others. But the people I'm serving is because I'm trying to achieve my dream by changing so many things that we're conditioned to do, and I'm on my way to doing it. I'm not totally done, but I've done some changes already. But we're going to take a break so that you hear a couple of words from our sponsors, and I'll be right back to give you some quotes that other famous people have said.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. I'm gonna put this dream in motion. I'll never let nothing stand in my way. When the gun gets tough,
the tough get going. The tough get going when the going gets tough. All entrepreneurs, I'm going to use the word all, because when you decide to step out on something that you're doing, it is supposed to start off being tough. And the more you go, the tougher you get, because you got to deal with so many unknowns, regardless of how much help you get. And you're going to need help from others who offer it. And the best way to get it is from those that are willing to give it. But you will have some tough times, and so I don't want any of you out there to think it's easy, because it may be for some, but I'm just going to say it's been an adventure. That's about the best thing I'm going to say. Okay, I mentioned seven areas, but I'm going to start with one, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the quote first, and secondly, I'm going to tell you who said it, and the third thing, how you can go look for yourself and find it. And so, not necessarily the I'm going to tell you the source, but that's the language that they're using, and so I'm going to use the source whereby you can go find it for yourself and see it for yourself. So this just happens to be the time of year whereby we isolate a group of people, and we because I didn't make all these rules, but I'm following and celebrating as well because of someone, I'm pretty sure someone or several someones opened the door for people like me or me to be doing what I'm doing. And I'm trying to stretch it as far as I can. Okay, so number one, it's not even on this chart, but since I mentioned that word, as an entrepreneur, if you believe in what you're doing, your job is to stretch it as far as you can, because you have no idea how far it can go. You have no idea how much more you still got to go. So I like to have you think of that. Don't do anything small if it's yours. Do it as big as you can. Let the other people push you down and let the other people help you up. But they can't help you up unless you're pushing to go do something. So, but those are my words of wisdom. Okay, maybe at some point that'll be in some article or something. But okay, number one, working with other people. Okay, here's the quote. All business is personal. Make your friends before you need them. Okay, a person by the name of Robert Johnson said that. And the source is Entrepreneur Hall of Fame is where you can find that and find him.
That's called networking.
Call networking, right? And so make friends, and you can't make friends be friends. So make friends.
Sometimes it's too late to make a network when you need a network. You got to make it, but you got to make it. It makes the process easier.
Much easier when you got help.
If you make it before you need it, it's weird because I can see it because I got people who are, you know, someday, you know, I'm gonna need that person's service, or they're gonna need my service.
Someday.
And then someday comes around real fast.
Yeah.
And someday means you gotta make potentially a career changing decision over the phone or something right away.
Yeah, just a decision. I'm just gonna add something. I'm not trying to put you down, Bobby. But this is like word usage. Your career is your life. It's whatever you go through in life, that is your career. That the other kinds of career isn't yours. Yours is the one you go through. So there's a difference, because as an entrepreneur, you're going to go through your experiences, which could be your career. But it's based on you getting started and going through whatever you go through because it's going to take up time in your life. So it's all necessary. It's all a learning experience. But once you're in business, the business is personal. That means it's yours. It's your idea. It's your thought. And in order for you to get it off the ground, you're going to need a lot of people, especially customers. Other than that, you can't be an entrepreneur unless you got customers. So it's important to my opinion of this quote, all business is personal. Make your friends before you need them. And that means, to me, telling people what you'd like to do, because many of them are asking you what it is like that you like to do, and it can't be a secret. Because if they don't know what you're trying to do, then they can't help you. So entrepreneurs maybe have secrets, but how you tell people what it is that you want to do has to be known so they can make a decision whether they want to help you or pass you on to others, because you can't make any of them do anything.
And that's where you have to, that's where creating some sort of a plan is important, because you will need to determine what parts of your grand idea, your vision, you can tell people without giving away the product or service in order to garner as much help as you need. So the more help you need, the more of your idea you'll have to lay out for someone, because they're going to have to be able to visualize it if they're going to offer more help to you.
Mm-hmm.
Where...
Oh, yeah. You just said something magical.
Okay, but I'm gonna go for it. That's pretty much all I got.
Well, how much you need.
Right.
I'm going to say, it doesn't matter how much you think. You're going to need more. It's going to come as
whether you need it or not.
Right, it's going to come. And so it's important to know, how do you make friends? You got to get known. You got to be seen. At some point in time, the guy behind the mic that I'm talking to, he's going to be sitting in front of you so he can be seen. I'm going to invite him on the show, and we're going to talk about, if he agrees. But you got to be seen. So you can't be hiding when you need help in order to make your dream or vision true, come to reality, because it's going to take time. But make your friends before you need them, because you need to know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that when you go to them, and something that we talk about on our next show, but it really happens in business, and you just mentioned it, networking. Your friends are your first line of contact. Who they know is how the business begins to take shape. It's not that they need to do anything other than, once they know what you want to do, who else do they know that they can now go tell, I got a friend, I got a buddy that is trying to do this or that. And probably the question is going to say, do you know anybody? And so, not expecting anything instantly, it's planting a seed so that people can think of their friend telling them they know another person that you know, and this is what they're attempting or trying to do, and they're just beginning. Or you could be well off the ground. You still need more business. You still need more customers.
Well, and that's the point about when you create a network, you have to look at who knows a guy, who knows a guy, who knows a guy, that kind of thing. Because, you know, let's say you're looking for connection in radio. Well, you're not just going to bump into someone, you know, in the grocery store or wherever that may necessarily be in that same field of work. But you're going to run into people who, oh, well, back in college I had a friend who ran, or, you know, who did this in radio, who was sales, who was in this or that. That's how the network grows. You're rarely ever going to find someone who fits like a perfect puzzle piece.
You're never going to find that. It's all of that. It's all of who you know that comes along with the more people know about you, and the more they see you sincerely doing what you told the other people that you're going to be doing or working on. They need to see you're working on it. But most of it's going to happen behind the scenes. It's not going to happen through people you know. Okay, so it's important to understand there's always something going on behind the scenes that you'll never know, because it's not your contacts, it's the contacts that your contact knows, or the other contacts past that contact. But things happen in the background. You never know who's working for you. The worst thing you can do as an entrepreneur or even as a job seeker is to get in front of someone saying, nobody's ever done anything for me, or nobody's helping me. So many people make that mistake. Because the worst thing you can do, because you don't know if the person you're talking to is the one that literally has helped you and opened the doors. So it's very important to understand. Entrepreneurs will understand that as they begin to grow. You'll learn to share more, because you'll get more once people know what you're doing.
And I'd also even argue that one of the strongest networks you could have is of people who do things that are different from you, or who that complement your line of work. Because if you just have essentially your competition in your network, well, they're eventually going to either compete with you, or they're going to help you, or they will help you, but you won't develop so many ideas, and you won't fill the needs of your company unless your network has people.
It's larger
peripheral areas.
If you're in business, it's because you have a product or service by which you want to give people. The people are your customers. The people who help you get customers are people that pass the word on about you, or about your service, about your product, or they plug you in to saying, these are the people who I know. So it's important to understand what goes on behind the scenes that most people never and will never know. Because your competition in many times is helping you, and you aren't aware of that. The difference is, when you start doing it, you will understand more about how the network works, because you are going to be a resource for somebody that comes to you saying they have a friend or a buddy or a colleague. So it's very important to understand people who come to you that are telling you what their friends and colleagues are doing, and the purpose is so they can spread the word on their half, so you can take that and choose to spread it if you like. But it's a two-way street. It's not a one-way street. Anyway, so that one statement has taken up all this time. All business is personal. Make your friends before you need them. A quote by Robert Johnson. And the source is the Entrepreneur Hall of Fame. Robert Johnson has a famous magazine.
I understand what, you know, you've taken a lot of time on it, but it's so important, because it makes, psychologically, it helps the entrepreneur to have a larger network and a bunch of friends on the way. It makes the task of creating this vision feel it's more manageable. It feels more manageable because you know that you can reach out to someone. If you don't have any of that,
you can't do it.
Then it feels like you're standing at the bottom of a cliff.
And you are.
And you got to figure out.
and you are. Yeah.
But, you know, having a network feels like, oh, well, you know, Johnny can build a ladder, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Susie can put the rungs on it, kind of like thing, you know.
Now, one thing that's hidden, it's in here, we've said it, but we didn't say it. Networking or making friends starts with time. Starts when you're born into this world, where you're 4 or 5 or 6 years old, and you start to meet friends with the people you go to school with, high school, college if necessary, or people you've met in the workforce. You develop friendships along the way. Those people can talk about you because they remember you when. And so it's important to understand that just in this quote, make your friends when you need them. It's not, you don't make friends overnight. You don't make friends starting at age 20 or 30 or 40. You make friends when you go to kindergarten, or when you focus with your brothers and sisters, or people that your parents put you in front of at age 3, 4, or 5. So the friendship begins way, way back, which means what we know about you It's what we've known in terms of the type of person you are. So just thinking you can just step out there, and it's very important to know who knows you from way back, because you know them from way back. So once you understand that you know people too, you become a resource for others, as well as you really want the other people to become resources for you.
And it's funny, it's a true story, because the people who I have been networking with the most, I actually haven't talked to in more than 4 to 5 years.
Great. Yeah.
It's not the people that I talked to within the last year or so. It's going back a little farther.
Yeah, but it includes all of those.
I mean, yes, but I'm saying the people who are poised to help the most happen to be from that far. Just now, an observation.
Let me ask you one thing, and then go to the break.
Okay.
Is there anything that you can think of that probably 90% or more of those people that you talked to now 4 or 5 years ago, is there anything distinctive that you can remember that may have that may have come out of their mouth in maybe the first 3 to 5 seconds that you said hello or something?
If I'm understanding you correctly, one thing that's interesting about that these people have in common is the thing that they're doing now that they're most passionate about was something that was so obvious looking back, not at the time, but looking back, and I could say, well, you know, you liked doing this all through high school or all through, you know. They actually are following their passion, or they're someone who I, you know, looking back now, I'm like, you know, that person really, really seemed to be the entrepreneurial type back, you know, that was 4 or 5 years ago when I knew it. But I have to think about
it. Think about that. But I'm just going to say for my context like that, people, when the first things within the first 5 to 10 seconds is, what are you up to now?
Oh, yes.
What have you been doing?
I would say that it didn't quite work that way, maybe because a part of it was sent via email and text and a phone call prior to that, so the in-person, you know, we already knew what each other was up to. But in essence, yes.
Okay. Now different. I'm stressing this. We're gonna take a break, but as an entrepreneur, your friends are the people who know you could be anybody. Period.
That's true.
Okay, so you know, if you grew up in a neighborhood, you knew 90 kids, you went to school, they had 50 people in a classroom, and high school with a couple of thousand people. It's important to understand how many people know you or remember you or heard of you, because all of those people are resources, 100% of them. So, because you never know who they know.
And then, actually, you're right. And one of the most common things I get is still doing stage management, still working in the theater, still, and, you know, only a handful that I know can say that they're still doing the same thing that they were, you know, doing back then.
Right.
Because they found their passion that long ago.
Right, but that's okay.
Right,
but you might find some. I can't speak for you, so I'll speak for me. The town I come from, which is Springfield, Massachusetts, I've moved away several years ago. The difference is there are people I went to school with in that area, and when I go back to Springfield, they're still doing what they were doing 40 years ago or 20 years ago. They're still resources, because those people, you never know how proud they are to know you've gone and done something and all that sort of stuff, but you never know who they know. So it's very important to understand how you build the relationships or you build the friendships, because none of us are the same. So our thoughts and ideas may be, but we all have different skills and abilities and different levels of knowledge. And having the friends makes all of that come together. Because it's not the friends that do it, it's the friends who they connect you to that do it. But we're going to take a short break because our time is flying by here just on this one topic. But we'll be right back.
Money.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
If you're an entrepreneur, there is no stopping. You may slow down, but there is no stopping because you can't afford to stop. And any of those that are off the ground and running, you know you can't stop because there's no stopping. Once you make that decision, you can always quit, but there's no stopping that goes from there. Which leads to our second topic of quotes from famous black entrepreneurs, because we're celebrating part of Black History Month. Number one that we just got you mentioned was working with other people. So important in order for you as an entrepreneur to build your business. Number two, overcoming challenges. And as I said, I'm going to read the quote and then tell you who it's about and where you can find it if you like. This quote is, "The battles that count aren't the ones for gold medals. The struggles within yourself, the invisible, the inevitable battles inside all of us, that's where it's at." That's a statement made by Frederick Douglass, and it can be found in a photo in Wikipedia. And it also can be found in that. That's where that can be found. But the battle's within. In other words, you fighting yourself is the biggest obstacle. But okay, there are no gold medals there. It's all the gold medals come on the outside. But the struggles you're going to have within with trying to start a business, build a business, find customers, all of what goes into that, that's what it's going to take. It's in all of us. Some take it on and some don't. Okay, but that's where it's at. It's inside of you. You're the one with the vision. You're the one with the idea. And it's inside. How you get it out so we can see it, hear it, understand it, that's what it's going to take. Over and over again. So that's overcoming challenges as an entrepreneur. Got time for another one. Staying motivated. Number three category, staying motivated. This one says, if you're a competitive person, that stays with you. Don't stop. You always look over your shoulder. Okay, person by the name of Magic Johnson said that, and the source is something called Addicted to Success. Okay, source of an article with that statement. So it's important to understand that staying motivated is going to be real key to any entrepreneur, because you're going to have ups and downs. So that's the way that's going to be. Now, I got several within each category, so I'm just reading the top from each category instead of spending all time on just one category. Okay, number four category, making changes, which comes along with becoming an entrepreneur. Being an entrepreneur, you must shift from time to time or make change. Because in order to bring your idea to fruition, there's going to be so many unknowns that you got to begin to take on, and sometimes you got to make changes.
Plan B, right. C, D, all the way to Z.
Exactly, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's the experience of becoming or doing an entrepreneur. You're going to have obstacles. Simple as that. But this one says, in terms of making changes, no action is too small when it comes to changing the world. I'm inspired every time I meet an entrepreneur who is succeeding against all odds. Okay, no action is too small when it comes to changing the world. I'm one of those kind of people. I'm trying to change the world. So I can understand this. The author of that statement is Chin Yu. Chin Yu Achebe. And there's a photo of that is there somewhere. And a photo by Stuart C. Shapiro. But anyway, that has to do with making changes. And this is from a source called Ventures Africa. So it comes out of Africa, it looks like. So number five, achieving your vision. Look, in other words, achieving your vision, because you're the one that has a vision of how to start your business and get it started. Okay, this one here says, don't let anyone convince you that your vision to be an entrepreneur is something that you shouldn't do. Now, we've heard that before in a sense. Don't let anyone convince you that your dream, your vision to be an entrepreneur, is something that you shouldn't do. What often happens is that people who are well-meaning, who really care for us, are afraid for us and talk us out of it. Okay, a person by the name of Kathy Hughes said that. And so the source is something called Tech Company, tech.co. But oftentimes when you tell people what your dream is or vision, they'll try to talk you out of it. They're supposed to in many cases, because nobody can see your dream other than you.
And say, oh, but you can't because this. Oh, yeah, yeah. But this, what about this? Oh, but if this.
If this and if that, what happens? What are you going to do? Now, so many people fall into that category. Now, we're talking about entrepreneurs, so they've stepped beyond looking for a job, and they created their own job. But imagine how many people will try to discourage you from stepping out to go do your thing because they're worried about, what if this happens? Well, you don't know what would happen if you didn't do it. So it's important to understand that part of becoming an entrepreneur is understanding that many people, which mostly your closest people, they're going to try to talk you out of it. And they're supposed to, so you're supposed to welcome it. Don't justify it, just welcome it and say, I understand you caring for me, but I made a decision.
So, and that's the thing, you have to you have to group your people by, you know, are they targeting your vision, your dream, your idea, or are they targeting the logistics of it? So if they're saying, well, that process won't work, well, you'll need more people to do that. Well, you know, you can't do that on your own. That's not saying that, you know, XYZ service, that your business isn't going to work. That's saying you need to reevaluate these particular things. And so there's a difference between a naysayer saying, well, you just can't do that, and someone who says, you know, well, watch out, because this is going to get overwhelming. You know, this particular part of your process is going to get overwhelming. I'm just using that as an example. Because the people who are picking the logistics apart are more likely trying to help you than those who are just saying, well, that'll never work. You know, or that idea isn't, you know.
Well, look at it this way. Because it's mostly going to come from your friends, which means people that already know you. They care for you and don't want to see you hurt or mess up. That's a natural human response. So I'm saying welcome the naysayers.
Yep.
Because that's how you know that they care about you. They just don't care about you the way you want them to care about you. Okay, some will say, good luck. Let me know what I can do to help you out. Okay, some will say, that's not going to work. It's just part of natural human response because of the caring that we have for you. So, we get time that we take a break. I'm talking about changes in quotes that famous black entrepreneurs have made, and there's about 9 or 10 of them that I have, and I've only gone through 5 so far. We'll be back with a couple of more, so stay tuned.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, 3-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Because we want something to bring to the world, and we'd like to get paid for it if we can, in one way or the other. One of the ways is money. We'd all like to get some money. I'm giving out famous quotes made by famous black entrepreneurs, and in order to contribute to Black History Month, which is where we are right now, here in February 2023. And I've given out 6 famous quotes, and I've given out 5. I'm going to number 6 right now. This quote says, "I always wanted to be somebody if I made it. It's half because I was game enough to take a lot of punishment along the way, and half because there were a lot of people who cared enough to help me. Okay, so we just got you talking about the people that won't help you because they care. This is about people who help you because they did care enough about you to put something in to try to help you on your way. This person by the name who said this, his name is Dangote, and this is made by a person by the name of Althea Gibson, and the source is something called Happy Black Woman. But Althea Gibson, who was a track star, I believe, a tennis player, I think. Yeah, I think. But the person says, I always wanted to be somebody. Imagine all those people that want to be somebody. You already are somebody. Just a matter of what your contribution to the world is.
Tennis would be correct.
Okay. My memory hasn't gone yet. Okay, but the person says, if I made it, it's half because I was game enough to take a lot of punishment along the way. So you're going to get some... It's. I can't speak for you out there. It seems like I'm being punished for the things I'm going after because it's taking so long to get them, in a sense. But then when I do get them, there's another one waiting. There's another punishment coming. So it's another ladder you got to go up, another step. But the other half says, because there were a lot of people who cared enough to help me. One thing that's very important, I'm just going to mention this. When people care about you, they are not going to let you stop, no matter how much you want to stop, because they're watching you, because they want to see you succeed. And you're going to have rough times. Comes along with being an entrepreneur. But it's also important to understand that there's people who care enough that are working to help you get where you're trying to go. You may not know or recognize any of them, but the bottom line is they're helping you get where you said that you want to go. Okay? So, anyway, that was made by Althea Gibson. Now, the last thing before our time is up, living your values. But that's the topic, living your values. Dedicate yourself to a core set of values. Without them, you will never be able to find personal fulfillment, and you'll never be able to lead effectively. That's a heavy statement there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, having your living values. Person who said that was by the name of Kenneth Chenault. And you can find that source in Black Enterprise Newsletter Magazine. But to dedicate yourself to a core set of values, because that's how people are going to know you. You can't be jumping all over the place. They're going to know that too. So, but dedicate yourself to a core set of values, because without them, you will never be able to find personal fulfillment, because it's your project. It's your business. So you got to be able to feel good about the little baby steps that you're taking, because they're accomplishing something. You may not recognize the whole picture just yet, but you have to go through it. I mean, so it says you will never be able to lead effectively. So in other words, if you're going to help other people, in my opinion, then you've got to be able to tell what you've gone through to let the others know what they're going to have to go through. Yeah.
And it's very important, because there's some sort of correlation with your values and your vision, because that's what's going mm-hmm. to drive you yeah. to achieve your vision. And by having those values in place, it's going to help you get to that end goal, because if you can have a vision, but if your plan is to, step on everyone you meet on mm-hmm. the way up, you're going to fall back down the same rung.
No, you've heard that before.
So to have those values aligned with the vision is important, because that's going to actually that ties in everything else you just said, because Nobody's going to help you if you don't have a set of value. Nobody's going to, you know, all those other things are really unnecessary if the values aren't there, because the values are going to get you a clear path, get you the help you need, get you the friends you need to get that help, and
right. Who
success.
You are is what we see, and you can't make any of us help you. It's all going to be a choice, and you need to respect, understand the choices that other people make for you. Simple as that. Now, the last one, we got about a minute left, which is the last one that we have to have as far as a category. It's striving for self-improvement. Okay, striving for self-improvement. This person says, to know how much there is to know is the beginning of learning to live. Okay, to know how much there is to know is the beginning of learning to live. A person by the name of Dorothy West had said that. The source is Huffington Post newspaper. But that's a deep statement, in my opinion. It's knowing how much there is to know, which as an entrepreneur, I think you're always learning. There's always more you need to know. It's simple as that. There's always more that you didn't get yet. In order to grow your business, to grow your vision, to grow your dream, or put it all together, there's more.
And even that ties into earlier things.
Yeah,
your network is only going to be as effective as you let it be. So if you're not open to learning more, you can have as many people as you want advising you, helping you, giving you suggestions as you want. You gotta listen. That's it. You gotta absorb it.
People want to be able to say, I helped along the way, because they did. So I like to have you just think about that. I don't know where I'm going, but I do know that I could say this station, this radio show, helped me get where I'm going. I had to go through this. And so in this particular case, since I know that we're live and Facebook and YouTube and all those avenues, and I know that we're visible or can be visible anytime, because we can always go tell somebody to go look at the video. So the range, someone's helping me to get there. And that's how other people will help you get to where you're going, because it's your dream. How it's going to happen, you don't know. But the end goal is what you do know. How you're going to get there is unknown. That's what you got to go through. So that's what I like to have you think about. That's my contribution to honoring Black entrepreneurs and during this time in 2023. We have more. We have two more weeks left, and so I'll be mentioning things like that. Other quotes from others, but the purpose is to help you to get what they got and passing it on. It's no different than I'm passing it on to you, so that you can go do something that it is that you like, or go spread the word with others. It's there because it happens to be there. That's part of the journey that I'm on, is coming through this route right here. So I hear the music, which means our time is up. It's time for us to go. I see one person is looking, told me this is awesome. And true statements. Oh, wow, we're getting there. Spread the word out there. But stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour, which is coming up right next, because I want you to know that all the things you like doing, enjoy doing, you can put this business together the way it's supposed to be, because you're able to do it your way in conjunction with the help of so many others. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.